With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on signs of the highly pathogenic avian influenza infection in cattle coming up after the break.
In the heart of every successful farm, trust is the seed that grows the strongest bonds.
At Proceed, we're not just a company. We're a community built on trust and family values.
Our dedicated employees are passionate about supporting local farmers like you.
We know your challenges because we've walked the same paths, sowed the same seeds.
We believe in building relationships that go beyond business. Relationships grounded in trust and mutual respect.
Because at Proceed, you're not just a customer. You're part of our family.
USDA has confirmed an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle in 8 states. Dr. Beth Thompson, South Dakota State Veterinarian, talks about a number of the common signs of infection that producers need to watch for.
So it's decreased milk production, abnormal milk, and the cow might dry off early. There might be a fever. The cow is going to have a decreased feed consumption. Her rumen's going to slow down. Well, she's not eating, so her rumen's going to slow down. And then on the back end, so to speak, she's going to have either diarrhea or a change in the manure consistency. There have been a few talk about maybe a nasal discharge, but this virus in dairy doesn't seem to be causing respiratory issues. The virus is really going for the mammary tissue, and we're finding it in the milk.
The onset of the disease seems to happen quickly. The good news is that HPAI can be treated and so far hasn't caused large numbers of cattle to die after infection.
My understanding, I haven't seen the data, but it can be treated. Dairies, they've got hands-on, eyes-on dairy cattle every day a couple of times when they come through the milking parlor. So generally speaking, the dairy will pull her off and put her in the sick pen, give her supportive care, give her fluids, make sure she's eating, maybe give her some boluses. She'll come back around a couple weeks, a little bit more, she'll come back. It's my understanding that these dairy cows, for the most part, are coming back into production. There have been a few mortalities, but nothing significant at all.
She says protecting dairy herds from wild birds can be a big challenge.
I think, you know, the last 3 years with our poultry farmers dealing with that conundrum of how to keep anything to do with wild birds from entering into their barns, same is really true of dairies, and they're much more open, especially up here in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and places. It's hard to keep wild birds away from any of the domestic animals. Cleaning up feed spills, making sure there's no ponds around that the wild birds might congregate around. Just a couple of the examples of things that farmers can be doing.
Once again, that's South Dakota State Veterinarian Beth Thompson. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.